Hello, this is Noelle, just a typical ADHDer, and I just want to start by saying I finished Call My Agent, at least the first three seasons that are out right now, and on Netflix. I think they're filming season four, and the whole series was hilarious, sometimes ridiculous, sometimes poignant, but I don't know exactly what happened in the last episode. I didn't really understand the characters' motivations, and even though some of it was really funny and other parts were extremely poignant, I felt like it was way too ridiculous, even for this show. It was over the top. So I don't know if I can say I was disappointed by the last episode, but I didn't enjoy it that much. Maybe if I rewatched it, I would like it more. But now I don't know how to feel about its conclusion. Whatever the case, I really look forward to seeing season four, and I still wish I could screen cap almost every moment because the expressions of the actors and the script, the dialogue, are just hilarious. Let me back up a minute. If you don't know what Call My Agent is, it's a French TV series that's on Netflix right now. Three seasons, six episodes per season. A whole lot happens in each episode. They're about 50 minutes, maybe to an hour. And it follows a film agency full of these very aggressive and yet endearing acting agents who represent some of France's biggest stars. So actual French actors play themselves, or at least parodies of themselves. There's lots of drama. It gets kind of soapy, but it's essentially a funny, stressful, exciting sitcom with some beautiful moments. It did remind me a tiny bit of the Canadian TV series Slings and Arrows, though they have a very different feel to them. They're both interesting to me because of the wonderful, if possibly unstable, protagonists, and because it does have a hint of the behind the scenes that comes along with any acting or creative endeavor. In this case, it's about movies, and in the case of Slings and Arrows, it's basically Stratford, Canada, and their Shakespeare theater. Really wonderful, also hilarious, very moving as well, well acted. It actually helped me apply to graduate school and Shakespeare studies because it made me feel like I wasn't so alone, that there were people out there who were as passionate as I was. And it didn't mean they were crazy, or it did mean they were crazy, but that it was okay. And it also does a great job of examining the balance between commercialism and artistic integrity. And it does not come down on one side alone. You see all the sides. It certainly seems to favor the perfectionism of a true and honest artist. But it also shows that you literally will have no one watching your show if you don't have any commercial interest whatsoever. Slings and Arrows also examines mental illness a lot more. Not necessarily particularly seriously or realistically. Let's just say there may or may not be ghosts involved, but it still does it in a very moving way, and I think realistic in a certain way, because it's trying to echo the plays that Shakespeare wrote, like Hamlet, Macbeth, and King Lear. King Lear is delusional, probably has dementia or Alzheimer, and there's at least one scene where Macbeth sees a ghost, and Hamlet certainly sees a ghost multiple times. There are questions as to the sanity of all of these main characters, and I think it shows this human spirit, this passionate human spirit that was portrayed so grippingly in Shakespeare's plays and is certainly true to an extent in these creators' lives. And also there does seem to be a toll that comes to a lot of people who are creative or really interested in intellectual pursuits and highly emotional. Maybe it's a heightened sensitivity, or people are thinking too much, and when you think too much, you can drive yourself crazy because there are no certainties. But it's quite charming, and I recommend it. Another series that I really want to go into in more depth, probably at some point, is The Chair, which is basically a documentary TV series. It only lasted one season. It was supposed to be the first of several, I believe. But they were funding the series as they filmed, and then they even talked about that funding in the show. So it was extremely metacognitive and aware. It was supposed to be kind of an educational opportunity, as well as an example of crafting a story. It involved two young movie directors, shall we say. This was basically their first film that they were directing. They got a certain amount of funding, and there was a competition between the two of them. One of them was Shane Dawson, a YouTube personality, and the other one was Anna Martimucci, who came from New York City, at least for school, from the New York filmmaking scene. So she had a background in independent cinema, and it's really interesting to me. Like, it actually covers a lot about modern society and human nature. Like, everybody has a tragic flaw and a lack of awareness, including the producers who make the show. Obviously, we're just seeing a small part of the series, just as a movie is a very small part of what went into creating it. So the producers, for example, don't fully understand the power of the internet. They're a little bit older, and they've been in Hollywood for years, most of them. So they don't get really that Shane Dawson's experience of making YouTube videos and having a humongous following is a very different experience than working with a huge crew and having to jump through all these bureaucratic hoops in order to get a full-fledged film made. They also, rather naively, decided to leave the judging of the film to voting on the internet. They thought they would make it as fair as possible, but with the internet, nothing is fair. There's also a gender difference. Shane Dawson's a young man and Anna is a woman, and a slight age difference that can make a big overall difference, because he was in his mid to early 20s, I think, and she was in her late 20s. And I feel like there can be a really big gap of maturity there. I won't go into it too much more because I do want to make a longer episode about the show. It's so fascinating. But I would love to see a kind of a follow-up, because so much happened after the show that was kind of intrinsic to the story of the documentary, I guess. And even during it online. And so you can look up interviews with the directors and some of the producers, and you can see some of the articles written and some of the comments. And there's a lot of rancor and drama that, well, wasn't particularly healthy. It was kind of tragic in the end. And again, it was a lot of ignorance on everybody's part. They didn't fully know what would happen and how combustible it would be. And I don't mean combustible in the way that a lot of professional sets might be, in terms of really huge problems, like nobody died, nobody like breached their contract or this or this or this, but just emotionally it was much more tumultuous than any of them had expected. And a part of that was the internet and online bullying. Yeah, a misunderstanding of how the internet worked. I also forgot to mention that they're actually using the same script, and of course the two films they make are completely different. However, they can also adjust the script, which can include completely rewriting it essentially, as long as I think maybe one of the scenes was supposed to stay the same, and maybe there were a few plot elements that had to stay the same. But it was kind of a teen romantic comedy. I think the initial goal was to see who could craft the best story. And it was an exercise and competition in storytelling. But of course, it became so much more than that because there's also funding and popularity and personalities and all sorts of things that go into movie making. I also want to say, since this is a real endeavor with actual people, that what I'm saying about how the people involved felt and what their intentions were are my opinions based on how they acted and what they said. So I don't want this to be fact, of course. Sometimes I get sensitive about that when a documentary or certainly a news story portrays actual people in a totally incorrect and disrespectful way, and then film critics look at that and say, oh yeah, that was great from an artistic standpoint, and entirely ignore the human element and the very real damage done to people. I don't think anything I've said is on that level, but I just want to be clear. So I don't think I did a very good job of explaining, especially Slings and Arrows, but there you have a relatively brief overview of three different TV shows about movies, movie making, and theater, as well as Shakespeare. Thank you for listening. I hope that you're doing all right. Goodbye.